Welcome to the Commitment to Excellence podcast. I'm Sean Quimby. I'm your host. I'm a licensed clinical social worker. I've been a therapist practicing in the field for around 25 years. I am here with this show to help you make a commitment to excellence to be the best that you can be at whatever it is you choose to pursue. Welcome today. I'm pretty fired up this morning. I'm recording this on a Sunday morning, coming off of a softball game last night that went very well for the girls. And my daughter had a very sharp game as well. So that's very cool for early in February. So I'm pretty fired up about it. I should probably try not to turn this into a softball podcast, but I could because I love the game so much. And I think that if you want to find all of the keys to success in life, they can be found on the softball field. Frankly, they can probably be found on any athletic field. I just like softball the best. But that sort of ties into today's topic. I think one of the things that I like so much about softball, aside from just my genuine love of the game and the opportunity to share that experience with my daughter, which is a pretty cool experience, is that I get to cheer on the team, I get to cheer on the girls, I get to cheer on the coaches, I even occasionally find myself cheering for the other teams, particularly if I see very special play. Last night, the opposing team, they're a young team. They're not there yet. So really, it mostly was not a challenge for our girls. Our girls are on the older end of the age bracket. You know, next year we'll get it because we'll be on the younger end of the age bracket. But this year we're on the older end of the age bracket. And this team we were playing last night on the younger end of the age bracket. So it was a tough matchup. But there was one, their catcher was a really hard worker, pretty good athlete, looked like she was an older kid, was really working hard, was, kind of the glue that held that team together. I think she was frustrated, looked like she got a little frustrated at times, but I never really saw it spill out in an unhealthy way. So I found myself cheering for her. Nice job, good work, way to go, catch. That's what I want to talk about today, is being a cheerleader. There is a temptation in life to look at other people and think, that must be nice. There's a runner, hunter guy, Cam Haynes. Maybe you've run across him. Super cool guy. Check him out. Very inspirational. Wrote a pretty successful book recently. He talks about that all the time. Don't be a must be nice guy. And I think it's human nature to be a must be nice person every once in a while. What's a must be nice person, right? When you see somebody else, they got a sweet truck, or they took a trip, or they did something, I don't know, you're jealous, envious about, and your response is, huh, that must be nice, right? Don't be that person. That just makes you weak. It frankly makes you a loser. And I understand, like, I do it all the time. There are several things. If I catch myself thinking that at this point, because I'm so aware of it and so conscious about it at this point in my life, I will not let myself say those words. I refuse to say them out loud. I try very hard to not think them. And if I catch myself thinking them, I reframe that in my mind. And I try really hard to be a cheerleader for people. I believe that when you cheer for other people winning, you make yourself a winner. You drive yourself forward. You find pleasure in other people's victories, in other people's successes. That makes you a better person. It drives you forward. When you think must be nice, that is a loser mentality. because you're a victim at that point. You put yourself in a victim stance, in a victim position when you start thinking like that. And it, you know, it probably is nice to have that new sweet truck or to go on that trip. But what did they do to make that happen? What did that person do to make that happen? They probably busted their butt. Successful people don't just wake up one morning unless they happen to come from, you know, extreme wealth. Successful people don't just wake up one morning and find themselves in winning positions. I know that's the way we want to think about things. And sure, there's a handful of people out there that's their life, right? That is the extreme exception to the rule. It's not the rule. Most people do not find themselves in that circumstance. Every person I know, if I'm being completely honest with myself, everybody that I know that has been successful has done so because they've busted their butt in one way or another. And I'm not going to say that there isn't an element of luck involved sometimes, right place, right time, but I don't believe that luck really just happens. You create your own luck by being a hard worker. If you are a low quality human being, a low quality professional, even if you are in the right place at the right time, no one's going to give you that opportunity to step up to the plate and take advantage of it. And even if they did, you'd crash and burn, you'd fail. You know, I know this. Very early in my career, I was in the right place at the right time for an opportunity that I got, and I had no business getting it. I was not in any way, shape, or form prepared for it. And I did not do very well. I was not very successful. And other people that were more prepared and more ready and in a better place personally and professionally than I was ended up passing me by, because they deserved to be there, and I did not. It's a hard pill to swallow. I still have a hard time with it from time to time. But if I dwell on that, and I look at it through the lens of must be nice, woe is me, then I'm a victim. I can do nothing. I can do nothing to fix that. I can do nothing to change that situation. And I refuse to accept that I'm a victim of anything other than my own choices, my own actions. I will get out of this life what I deserve and what I put into it every single time. That's the same for you. And this is a bit about storytelling. There's a whole school of therapy called narrative therapy, and I'm going to radically oversimplify this. But basically it says you can tell the story of your life in 1,000 different ways, and they'll all be true. If I want to tell the story that I'm a victim of bad circumstances and that all the bad things in my life happened just because of circumstance, and I have zero ownership of those things, and I take no responsibility for my choices, my actions, well, then that's just who I am. I'm a victim. I would argue I'm a loser if I do that too. And it's hard to think this way 100% of the time, I know, but the more you can think in the opposite, that you're not a victim, that you are a winner, that you are going to move forward, that you are in control of your choices, your actions, and ultimately the outcomes that you receive, that's a winning mindset. That's the story that you get to tell yourself. And the more you play that script over in your mind, the more likely you are to be successful. And I'm not trying to say that if you believe you're going to be a billionaire and you just keep telling that story over in your mind over and over again, it's not going to happen if you don't go out and do the work, if you don't go out and make the smart business decisions, if you don't put the reps in, have the discipline. But you're not going to win if you don't do that. So, and I'll talk about this stuff a thousand times over the course of the next few years doing this podcast, but to tie it back to being a cheerleader for other people, you grow and you shift your mindset. When you see other people doing well and you're cheering them on, that's a winning mindset. You will lift yourself up when you do that. And there's a lot of things about that, right? Like I see people, like, they'll do that and then they'll be waiting for someone to cheer back for them, right? You can't keep score. I know people who are always keeping score. I did this for them. What have they done for me? Must be nice. Oh, it's easy for you. You don't have to deal with this and that and the other thing. You cannot keep score. And there's a tendency to want to do that, right? Like, I've thought about it too. Like, I've got a friend that reaches out to me more than I reach out to them. And it isn't, I don't think, because I care about them more than they care about me. It just is what it is. On the flip side of that, I have another friend that I reach out to all the time who never reaches out to me, always responds. Like, I can't keep score there, though, right? Like, I need to just do what I need to do to be the best that I can be. And I know the more that I try to lift people up, the more that I try to be positive and helpful, the better I'm going to be on the other side of that. That's how you win. That's how you make yourself better. I want you to win. You can't keep score and win. Cheering for people is very similar, I think, to gratitude, like appreciation for the people in your life and their accomplishments, their winning, very similar to the same kinds of things that we tap into when we tap into gratitude practice. When you practice gratitude, appreciation, cheering, like, you're tapping into parts of your brain, like the feel-good centers of your brain, you're activating your motivation centers, you're activating your feel-good neurotransmitters. I'm not going to delve too far into the science, but it's a real thing. And the more you do that, the better you feel, the better you'll perform. And then you can use that to drive yourself forward, which is a pretty important thing. Now, you cannot just sit around and cheer for everybody 24 hours a day and expect great things to happen, because if you're just sitting around cheering for people, you're not doing anything. And I also say, and I read a cool meme this morning that kind of inspired this a little bit. You got to cheer for yourself too. You can't just sit around waiting for other people to cheer for you. And I'm not necessarily saying you got to go on social media and make videos about how awesome you are or anything like that. That probably would be received as obnoxious. But you gotta cheer for yourself. You gotta believe in yourself. You gotta tell yourself. A lot of this is about self-talk. There's something to be said. You'll see a lot of people talk about, like, affirmations, getting up in the morning and looking in the mirror and having a conversation with yourself. Yeah, that feels corny, but it can be a powerful thing, and it can help drive you forward. So you can't sit around and wait for people to cheer for you. You've got to cheer for yourself. You need to give yourself a pat on the back once in a while and keep yourself moving forward. Not a pat on the back and, okay, now I did this cool thing so I can spend the next month sitting on the couch. That's not what I mean. Nobody gets better on the couch. Nobody wins sitting on the couch. You got to move forward. But you have to cheer for yourself. You have to be a big cheerleader for yourself. You can't wait for other people. So I want you to think about how are you showing up for other people. Are you a cheerleader? Or are you a must-be-nice person? Are you if you're a must-be-nice person, then you're probably a victim. And I use that term in a very negative way. And I see that through a very negative lens. And I'm sure that some people will hear me say this and will think, well, that's not very much like a therapist. You're not supposed to say that. Well, I'm not the therapist who's going to spend 3 years sitting in your victim quagmire with you. I'm not doing that. If you want that, I'm not your therapist. Now, that does not mean that I can't understand if you're a victim of, you know, like legitimately a crime, a tragic incident, accident. So, like, I got it. That stuff happens. It's happened to me. I have been through several events in my life that I would call traumatic and that I probably to this day have some, you know, I have lingering trauma-like symptoms from my neck injury and surgery. Absolute fact. And I'll even whimper and moan about it from time to time. But I am not staying a victim. I am not stuck there. And I don't want anybody to say anything to me that lets me stay there. Now, I don't want anybody to tell me that I have to do irresponsible things and try to bench press 400 pounds again. And if you can't, you're a loser. And, you know, I don't think I'm ever bench pressing 400 pounds again. So just, it is what it is. Like, let's keep this in the realm of reality. But I want people, you know, I can be better than I am right now. And I'm not comfortable staying there. And I don't want anybody in my life who's okay with that. I'm not going to be that for you. Not in this podcast, not in real life. So if you're looking for, if you're thinking, you know what, that Sean guy with the podcast, he'd be a great therapist for me to talk to. Not if you want to hear somebody tell you that it's okay to stay stuck in your victim position. If you want somebody to tell you, hey, I understand that you're a victim of this really horrible thing, but there's more to this story. You can tell a different story. You can tell a story of resiliency and accomplishment and, you know, kicking butt and taking names. Those are the people that I want to work with. That's why I'm doing this podcast. I want to work with people who don't want to stay stuck and don't want to just kind of wallow in their own self-pity. When I see you doing that, I'll sit with you for a little bit, but not for very long. Because you need to move forward. When you're a cheerleader, you're helping people move forward. You're helping people grow. You're giving people encouragement for their awesomeness. You're more likely to get it back. You know, if you're just a negative Nancy and you're always whining and doing this kind of woe is me kind of thing, you'll get you're getting nothing from me. I will ignore you. But if you're a winner and you're like cheering people on and you're encouraging everybody, if I see you needing a little pick-me-up once in a while, you're going to get it. I'm going out of my way to give that to you because you probably gave it to me. It's a reciprocal thing, but it doesn't have to be. So you can't keep score all the time. Very important factor to think about. All right, so be a cheerleader. Don't be a victim. Cheer yourself on, right? Encourage yourself. Keep yourself going. And be mindful of how you feel when you're cheering other people on, because it feels good, especially if you stop and pay attention to it. It feels good. And it's okay to feel good. You know, you want to meet other people's needs. You want to be helpful. But it is okay to have some ancillary benefit from that. I tell people that all the time in the work that we do. I always talk about clients' needs, other people's needs come first. But it's okay if you get some needs met too, right? Well, if I'm cheering you on, that's helping you. But it makes me feel good too. Everybody wins in that situation. So I just want you to think about that. Quick conversation, check in for today. Just some thoughts that I was having. Wanted to put it out there in the world. See how people receive it. See what you think. Be a cheerleader for yourself. Be a cheerleader for other people. Be a winner. Don't be a victim. We should probably talk more about this whole story thing at some point. Your life is a story. You get to decide how to tell it. You got to make it true, right? Like, I can't tell the story that I'm a billionaire if I don't do things that billionaire things do. And if I don't have $1 billion that I can put my hands on, I can't be a billionaire. But within some realm of reality, you get to tell the story that is your life, at least to yourself. What's that story look like? How is it going to be written? I say be a winner, be a cheerleader, be a positive contributor to the world. You'll feel better on the other side. All right, that's all I have for today, folks. I want to thank you for tuning in. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing the show. I appreciate it. Keep doing that. I'm super thankful of folks that are sharing the show. It's the best way that you can help me out. Keep listening. I'm going to keep podcasts coming at least once a week, maybe twice a week, but I'm going to keep them coming. Check me out on Instagram, A Commitment to Excellence, Facebook group, A Commitment to Excellence. Find the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. Give me a rating and review. I appreciate it. I hope very much and very sincerely that you are in the process of making today a great day, making a commitment to excellence, to be the best that you can be in any and every aspect of your life. Thanks.